The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Out of training camp the last few days, the optimism is real. The hope around this team is authentic. Fans are excited in a way that they have not been in a long, long time. And it's understandable. Even in the past, when fans have been giddy going into a season, it's generally coming off of something that was not sustainable. So I think about their previous playoff pushes all the way back to, you know, when they won five in a row in 05 to get in, four in a row in 07 to get in. They had to win seven straight in 2012. Mm-hmm. And those ensuing seasons in 06, in 08, in 2013, there was this thought within the fan base that they've solved the riddle. They were good at the end of last year. That carries over. And that momentum is irrelevant and means nothing. But now you've got the great quarterback. Now it looks like you've got a really good offense. And that buoys your floor immensely. There's really no reason to assume, if they can stay pretty healthy, that this is not going to be a good football team. Just as a floor. Just a week in, week out, competitive team against the best that beats the bad teams, ideally like a New York Giants week one home opponent. Those are the games where you're going to be favored now by 5, 6, 7 points, depending on when in the season those games are played. You got to find a way to win those. And then you steal enough of the 50-50 games with the playoff caliber clubs, and you should win 10, 11 games. That's the hope, for sure, when you have an MVP caliber quarterback, if that's what Jaden Daniels turns into in year two. But I wonder what the bar should be set at for us and for fans going into this season. Like, as I was talking to someone yesterday out and about, just down along the, you know, where the fans watch the practice from, like, how good do you think this team can be? And I said, I think they're probably going to win 10 or so games. I think they'll make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And it dawned on me when I said that, and this fan was dejected. They're like, oh, you don't think they're going to be that good? And I'm like, what? He's like, you're down on them? 10 wins and a playoff berth as a wild card is down on them? And it really did just kind of get me to thinking about what I want to discuss with you now, which is, what's success look like for this team? Because I do think there are a lot of people out there coming off of an NFC championship game that feel like they need to win playoff games again for this not to feel like a step backwards. I don't know that that's fair, because I actually think that they can make progress, that they can get better, that as a more talented team, they can have a better season and still not go as far. My logic in this, Toby, is if you started last year's postseason as soon as it ended, again, and they had to run it back, and now you're going to Tampa, a game that they won on a doink that bounced in. Now you're going to Detroit, a game the Lions thought they were going to win, and thank God they stopped running the ball, and you hung 45 mm-hmm. on them. It was an impressive display offensively. Daniels was unbelievable. But then the NFC Championship game where you got run out the gym by the Eagles, obviously. I think if you start that postseason again, there's no guarantee that they win those two games. I mean, it was really, really hard, especially the Tampa game, which was close. But the Detroit game could have gone very differently. That's a one-possession game going into the fourth quarter. So I think they could be better and still not win playoff games. It feels to me like, I could be wrong, but that the pulse from the fan base is anything less than the playoffs is a huge letdown. And not winning a playoff game would be a significant step backwards. And I'm not sure that that's fair.
Yeah, I think it's playoffs or bust, no question about that, especially if you stay healthy, if you get Terry back into camp soon. I think it is playoffs or bust. But I want to lay out a scenario here for you, Grant, because I think this is a very real thing that could happen. And those last four games being all in the division could make or break the season. So the final four games at New York, against Philly at home, home against Dallas on Christmas, and then final game of the year at Philadelphia. Imagine going into those final couple of weeks at 8-5. You could make or break your season right there. If you go 1-3, you probably miss the playoffs. If you go 3-1 or 4-0, you could win the division. If you go 2-2, you probably make it as a wild card. I think that's what's so intriguing about how this schedule plays out. And so I do think it is playoffs or bust, right? It's something where you have to get in to build off of what you did last year. And it's funny that you mentioned a fan felt like you saying they're going to win 10 games is a bit of a step back and disappointment. It's not, in my opinion, because I think they're going to be a better football team this year, but maybe not 12-5. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
The 12 wins last year was indicative of many things, including that they were really good offensively and that their quarterback played at an unbelievable level. But
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
There was also plenty of luck involved in that. We've covered that. We've talked about it. People take that as a slight. It's certainly not meant to be. It's just an observation. Also, the schedule was softer this past season than it will be this year. So think of it no different than, you know, if you hit a ball just as far, but you're playing in a different ballpark, sometimes it might land in the seats. Sometimes it's coming down on the warning track. If they're the exact same team against a harder schedule this year, it's actually going to be growth because you're playing better, stiffer competition, and you're able to essentially not take a step backward. Adam Peters is on record, started training camp with the press conference, said, "We are a better team. Feels like they are significantly on paper, upgraded from a year ago." And I think they probably are. I think he's mostly right about that. But the idea of playoffs or bust is interesting because, you know, at 10 wins, you are on the threshold there of the playoffs. It's possible that you win 10 games and via tiebreaker, you don't get in. If they're 10-7, Toby, in a division where the Eagles are probably going to win more than 10 games, and they don't get in, there's no way for you to feel like that was a successful season when you say playoffs or bust.
I mean, I'll feel okay, but the ultimate goal is you got to build off what you did last year. And last year, you're in the NFC title game. And so if that means you have to win 11 games, you have to win 11 games. Like, you have to get into the playoffs to build off of last year.
So there's nothing they can do, essentially, if they're not a playoff team, for you to feel like this year was a win.
Not really. I mean, seeing Jaden grow, and like, if they win 10 games and they just miss out, it'll be like, oh, bummer. You know, you'll look back and be like, if they'd have won this one game or this one play went there, or so-and-so makes a kick in another game, like, yeah, I'll do all that stuff and I won't feel as bad if they win 10 games, they don't make it in. But if they don't make it in, it's a disappointment, plain and simple. They were in the NFC title game. A couple of things go your way. I know they got blown out in that NFC title game, but Jaden didn't play bad. They turned the ball over a billion times. If they don't do that, they're right there. They're knocking on the door.
So I agree with the idea that they've got to make the playoffs to feel like this is a really successful season, but the logic you just used is what bothers me, which is they were in the NFC championship game last year, and it was kind of a fluky, magical carpet ride. Which is not to say that they were not a very solid football team. But teams go on runs constantly. That is not a foundation that you then necessarily can build the house on. I think the foundation is Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the way I'm going to define this season is, number one, not even about making the playoffs or not. It is about, does Daniels prove that last year was legit? And what I mean by that is, at the end of this coming season, if he's healthy and he's durable, which were two of the big knocks coming out, and he takes another step forward, and he has now entrenched himself in the top five conversation behind the big four at quarterback, Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar. And then of the best of the rest, Jaden Daniels is squarely in that dialogue for being the number five quarterback in the league. Then almost nothing else that happens from a big picture, 10,000 view standpoint can bother me, because they're going to have a chance every single year now because they've got that guy. And I think that's probably where we're headed with Jaden Daniels. I'm in the minority in that I need to see it one more time. I need to see a second year. I'm not ready to throw the party just yet. I'll throw it every day you want to after this football season if he can repeat something similar to last year. But I guess secondarily, when we get into success and wins and losses and those things, I think it's going to take double-digit wins for me to feel like last year was a season that is the start of something sustainable. If they win 9 games, miss out, Jaden's up and down, however they get there, it's going to feel like, okay, they are better than they've been in a long time around here. But they're also not Super Bowl caliber. Right now, you look at the NFC odds, it's like Philadelphia, Detroit, and then them.
Yeah.
You know, you look at Super Bowl team odds, it's 5 or 6 teams. They're right on the outside of that cusp. And I think that that's reasonable after last season. But just the notion, what people will bring up, what you just said is, they were in the NFC Championship game last year. You have to get back close to that. As if to say, like, you know, I can do something once that is not normally what I'm able to do. It just doesn't mean that now that should be my standard.
But I look at Houston, and this was the team that had a lot of parallels drawn to Washington last year. Number two overall pick at quarterback, takes them on a magical ride, goes into the playoffs, wins a playoff game. And they were disappointing last year, right, Grant? Like, we agree that they were disappointing?
Totally.
They won a playoff game. They were back in the playoffs and won a playoff game. Like, you have to be able to build off of it. Because then, to your point, if you don't make the playoffs this year, say you only win 9 games and you miss the playoffs. Well, then you're looking back like, well, was it just all luck? Was this team actually any good? If you're able to make the playoffs and get back in, you're building something. I want this to be going somewhere. I'm not even necessarily worried about, I would love for them to win the Super Bowl this year. I don't think any of us are thinking that they don't have a shot, but I don't think that they're the favorites, right? But if they don't win the Super Bowl this year, that's fine. But if you make the playoffs, you're building somewhere. You're going somewhere. You're getting more experience for the young guys. And I think, too, you have to be building this, because something we talked about yesterday is the age of this team. What are the chances that Bobby Wagner is back next year? What are the chances that Zach Ertz is back next year? I need experience for Ben Sinnott as the season goes on and hopefully into the playoffs. I need more experience for all these young guys. And so you're building and building and building. So to me, if you only win 9 games, if you win 10 games, miss out on the playoffs, then you came up short because you've got one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
That's part of the issue, I think, with the way that they're doing it, which I have no problem with, and I would probably do something similar if I'm Adam Peters. But it does feel like a year-to-year operation. No, it isn't like they are building something with a several-year window. Now, here's the difference. Jaden Daniels gives you the window.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of the roster is kind of being built 1 year at a time, where you're old and you're bringing in this guy like Von Miller this time around who can help you in 2025. And if it goes well, maybe you give one more year to him. But you go year to year and you're kind of renting, you're not buying. Jaden Daniels is the guy that keeps the window open. But that's where the pressure's on him to make sure that he can keep building and sustain as he plays better teams and they have more tape on him, that he can be that guy again. On the Texans, I would just say they were worse offensively last year, statistically, substantially. They were worse last year defensively in terms of scoring. I think they got a little better in terms of yards after a big offseason with a lot of talent added. But the only reason they made the playoffs is they were in a poop division. I mean, the AFC South stinks. And if you remember, they actually had to win a week 18 game against the Colts, who were playing Gardner Minshew and a bunch of Jag quarterbacks all year. Like, that was not a particularly good team. They easily could have been 9-8. I think the Colts even dropped a pass in the red zone at the end of that game that could have beat the Texans. They did ultimately make the playoffs. And did they beat the Chargers with Herbert throwing a million picks? Who did they beat in the playoffs?
I can't remember, but they beat somebody.
I think it was that Chargers game where Herbert had all the interceptions is who they beat. And then they went to the Chiefs and got beat fairly handily. But the point is, when I think about last year's Texans, even though the record was the same year over year, even though they got back to the playoffs and won a playoff game, they did get worse. They fired coordinators after the season. Yeah. Like, it was fairly ugly. But I also think, at the same time, even though it's a bad division, so that's why they're the favorite, like, the level of play for the Texans last year now makes you think, with C.J. Stroud, they're annually going to compete out of the South. That's now the bar is a 10-ish type win team. They're trying to do better than that. 20 wins the last 2 years. And a playoff win. And I think Washington's trying to cement itself in that conversation this year. But the question for you guys is, what is success for you this season? And is this a playoffs or disappointment campaign already for Washington after the magical run last year? This convo born from just a random discussion I had with a fan at practice yesterday where they said, you know, what do you think this team is? I said, I think they probably win 10 games and make the playoffs. And I was shocked with how disappointed they were. They acted like I said they were going to go 5-12.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, that was basically the response was like, wow, you don't think they're good at all. I'm like, bro, they've won 10 games 4 times in my life. Now, clearly last year was one of those times. Mm-hmm. They won 12. It's a 2-game regression in that way. But the schedule does get much tougher.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From 2 U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.